Okay, case number 10,860, Arthur Lee Donovan, northwest of Road 562, Progress School Road, approximately 300 feet south of road of Route 404 Seashore Highway. A special use exception to place a multi-section manufactured home that is more than 5 years old and a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Names and addresses. You're both going to talk tonight?
Yes.
Okay, names and addresses then.
Arthur Donovan, 15950, Progress School Road, Bridgeville, Delaware.
Ronald Hart, 7187 Cannon Road, Bridgeville, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
But thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
We're requesting to add a 1998 28x64 Oakwood double-wide home to my father-in-law's house. And the reason why we're here is to get a variance for the age of the home. And I have photos of the home and a letter from the property, adjacent property owners, and a copy of the new survey. If I could.
Requests for a medical hardship?
No, it's not.
Am I looking at the wrong thing?
Okay. Wouldn't this be for medical?
No, they're attaching it to the home.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I mean, it appears to be. I'm at one part.
It's not
of
a
it,
medical.
But, okay.
Okay.
No.
I'm sorry, I saw the.
Why did. That's the question I was raising on this, and that's what I thought. Okay. So you're going to attach, you want to attach this 20, what was it, 20?
28 by 64.
Okay.
I'm going to attach it via a carport, a 20 by 20 carport.
Okay.
And it'll have a permanent foundation underneath of it, new septic system, a new well will also be installed. Okay. And everything will be sided to match.
Match it. Okay.
And so it would be coming out of the other. Yeah, one of the houses, right?
Yes, yeah. Out of the existing structure.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no, okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, they submitted a letter in favor of from Dorothy Lockerman.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I guess I was speaking with our legal counsel because I'm not quite clear. This request is unique. Than what we've heard in the past. You're connecting the two homes.
Yes.
By way of a carport.
Yes.
So you're creating two dwellings, theoretically. It's or a duplex type of dwelling.
In a broad way, yes.
Separate.
It'll all have one electric system. It'll all have one septic and one well.
Okay. Two separate entrances?
No, it's well through the carport, basically. Would be the main entrance.
And have one kitchen.
Yes.
Oh, one kitchen.
Yeah. Just one kitchen.
And the floor plan's basically open between the two structures. There's no dividing wall between the manufactured home and the existing structure.
The carport would be between the two. It'd be.
Okay.
There's one structure and then there'd be a carport and then second structure next to it. They're being connected according to the what I get from planning and zoning is that they just had to be connected to get together, basically, with a permanently connected together.
I don't know if that's... Why wouldn't that be considered two separate dwellings, then?
Because of the kitchen?
Oh, right. It's one kitchen.
One kitchen, so it'd be just one dwelling.
It's one home with one. It doesn't matter that it has the addition between them.
Like I say, this is unique.
On many occasions, it's just that this is older than 5 years old.
Yes.
If it was not older than 5 years old, they wouldn't be here. They're permitted to do that.
You just don't, because the trailer is over 5 years old. That's the only reason why we're doing it.
They also need a variance for the proposed pole building from the side yard.
Actually, I'm withdrawing that based on, I can meet the setbacks.
Oh, you're going to withdraw, okay. The new survey.
You just going for the age of the trailer now.
Age of the home, and so this, the variance is not needed.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
If the home wasn't older than 5 years old, they could do it without the special use.
Okay. Is that, Mills, is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, again, there are no further questions, Chair. We'll entertain a motion.
If you're making a motion to approve case number 10,160, I don't think we got letters from the decent neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it affects anybody else. Maybe approve it for the trailer to be over in 5 years.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Before you do that, can you also make a motion to add to your motion to deny the variance since it's no longer necessary?
Okay.
Okay. The variance for the pole shed.
The pole was not necessary.
Okay.
Deny that.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Mills. That we approve for the motion that we approve will be for the age of the mobile home, and then second will be for the will be a motion that we'll deny the variance because it's not needed at this time. Okay, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion carried. So, again, you understand we approve it for the age and you won't need it for the
right.
For your shed, because you can meet that.
Yes.
As you stated. Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Case has been approved, sir.
Thank you.